Craig Morgan from Fox Sports Arizona. And, Craig, I guess when we talk about the Arizona Cardinals, we have to start with how hot they were last season finishing the season and how they, you know, went into the playoffs as a 7-2 team. And can they pick that up, pick that momentum up coming into the regular season this year?
Well, it's certainly a fair question and a difficult one to answer, first and foremost, because they play in the NFC West, which I think right now is considered the best division in football. You've got the Super Bowl champs in Seattle. You've got a team that's been to the NFC Championship three straight years in San Francisco. And then you've got the St. Louis Rams, who, through the draft, now might have the best defensive line in the NFL. It's going to be a major challenge. But they believe that they can build on that momentum. You know, that last year was Bruce Arians' first year as coach. Most of the coaching staff was brand new, so the players really felt like it took a half a season for them to get comfortable with the new systems. And once they did, as you mentioned, you know, they went 7-2 down the stretch, just missed out on the playoffs with that 10-6 record, but they believe that they can get there this year.
Yeah, that's the difficult part, is being in that division. 10-6 doesn't get them into the playoffs, where you look at other teams, 10-6 might win the division.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's not getting any easier this year, and they're well aware of that. That's six games you're talking about against top competition, and then when you look at their schedule, they've got five other playoff teams on the schedule as well, so it's not going to be easy.
Defensively, is that the strength of this team? You know, they do have some offensive weapons, but is the strength of this team, the heart and soul of this team, their defensive scheme?
Well, I certainly think they believe so, and when you look at that defensive line, for starters, with Calais Campbell and Darnell Dockett on the ends, and you've got Dan Williams anchoring the middle, plus some really capable backups like Frosty Rucker and Alameda Tamu, I really think that they believe right there is the strength of this team, and they can get a push, they can get the, you know, they can get the necessary pressure maybe by committee that they need, and they were number one in the league against the run last year. They also shored up their secondary when they, you know, added cornerback Antonio Cromartie to Patrick Peterson. They drafted Deone Buchanan. So they feel like they have a lot of pieces when Tyrann Mathieu also comes back from injury sometime early this season. The question now is, what about the linebacking core? And they took some major hits. They lost Carlos Dansby to free agency. Darrell Washington is suspended for the year for violating the league's policy on substance abuse. And now you've got the DUI arrest of John Abraham as an outside linebacker. So a lot of hits coming to that unit, and I really have to question whether they can replace all that playmaking.
Offensively, and I didn't realize this until I was doing a little bit of reading about the Cardinals, Carson Palmer enters the season, second straight year as a starting cornerback. No Arizona Cardinal quarterback has started two straight years since Kurt Warner in 2009, and it tells you, I guess that tells you a little bit about their continuity problems that they've had. How huge is that for Carson Palmer to be a starter for the second straight year and to be, as you mentioned, comfortable in this offense that really got rolling down the stretch last year?
It's just enormous, and I had the displeasure of watching all those guys that came after Kurt Warner. It was a rough run. I mean, it could run through the names, but I'm not sure anybody wants to hear them again. But, yeah, they've really been looking for continuity. Look, any team in the NFL has to have that sort of continuity and high level of play to succeed. This is a quarterback's league. This is a passing league. So Carson is absolutely essential to what they are doing going forward. And the fact that he is more familiar with the system now, and they went 7-2 down the stretch when he was able to cut down those interceptions, really portends well for them.
What does Carson Palmer do really well that excites this team?
Well, I think he can make all the throws. You know, there have been some questions about his arm strength, but I think maybe with those deep balls, as much as anything, they didn't have the right personnel, and as we know, they didn't always have the protection to complete some of those passes. Their offensive line has been a mess for many years. They dumped Levi Brown in the middle last season, and they were playing Bradley Sowell at left tackle, the most important position on the line. He's probably not even going to make the team this year out of camp, so that tells you where they were. But they did some work to try and improve that. They signed Jared Belt here in free agency to play the left tackle spot, and left guard Jonathan Cooper is going to be coming back from that season-ending injury he suffered last preseason. He was their top pick in 2013, so they really feel they have some pieces there to give Carson better protection. Then they went out and signed a couple of speed receivers in Ted Ginn, and then drafting John Brown, who is a small school player who has really wowed them in camp. So they really feel like they have an array of weapons around Carson now where they can be more successful.
And we all know Larry Fitzgerald is there, and he's the number one guy. But Mike Floyd is somebody that, you know, I've read a lot about, and a lot of people are pointing to big things from. He doesn't get the matchups that Fitzgerald gets, so he maybe gets softer matchups and could be poised to have a real breakout season as a true number two receiver.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I think the Cardinals would refer to them as 1 and 1A at this point. Michael Floyd actually had more yards last season than Larry Fitzgerald, although Fitz had more catches and TDs. But definitely, having Fitz on the field is going to open up things for a lot of guys. He still plays at that high level. Bruce Arians was just talking about this the other day, just basically said, yeah, Larry still got it, no question about that. So it could create a lot for Michael Floyd, who really also seemed to come into his own over the second half of that last season. People saw some big games from him. He's going to get his opportunities.
And what about Andre Ellington? This is a guy, a sixth-round pick out of Clemson, but people are talking about him that he could be a superstar in this league.
Yeah, boy, fantasy people should be looking at
him.
Because, well, Bruce was saying, you know, it, none of us believe this, what he said it in OTAs, that Andre could get 25 to 30 touches a game, and that's almost half the Cardinals' offensive plays from last season, so we don't expect that kind of percentage, but he is going to factor more in the offense this year. And what they really like to do with Andre Ellington is get him in space. They've really been creating a lot. The players have been talking about Bruce is just creating plays on the fly, trying to find different ways to exploit Andre Ellington in space to get him one-on-one with different defenders. So I do look for a lot more from him. You know, the question will be, how much do they want to run a smaller guy like Ellington between the tackles? And how much will they reserve for, you know, his backups, Jonathan Dwyer and Stephon Taylor? Because Andre doesn't have the body type where he's going to be able to withstand that sort of wear and tear if they want to run him too much between the tackles.
Phil, thanks very much for joining us. Enjoy the Cardinals season, you know, with the way they finished last year and the way that division is. It's at least going to be competitive and interesting.
It absolutely will be that. Thanks for having me.